This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. Win, lose or draw, McDelivery will always help bring home the 3 points. And speaking of points, order now on the McDonald's app and you'll earn reward points through every delivery. Order today, rewards tomorrow. You in? Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh, feels good that, doesn't it? Hello and welcome back to the Blues Focus YouTube channel for my match reaction for the Cardiff City game. We did another live watch along tonight. It was very great to see a lot of old faces returning and some new ones too. So yeah, let's get straight into this. Blues win 1-0 against Cardiff away at the Cardiff City Stadium and our winners there for the first time in our history. Of course, we have beat Cardiff away, but we've never actually won at that stadium before. And we deserved it tonight. You know, we played pretty decently. I don't think it was our best performance this season, but we grafted away. We did well. Players like Bakuna were, starting to find their feet again, even though he is a bit marmite at times, really, with how he is on the ball. I did have a bit of a complaint about him in the first half on the live stream, saying that his touch was probably letting him down. But then for the goal, it was like the complete opposite, really. Does like this remarkable sort of Letizia sort of flick over the goalkeeper. And the little fake shot that he does for the player on the line, that just shows that the class in Bakuna sometimes. And really, like, Dembele was helping him out a lot tonight. So it's not in a bad way, definitely not. But, like, he really helps him, you know, flourish in that team. And I thought, towards the start of the second half, I was saying this also on the stream, that we need to start the second half better. We can't really sit back and try and welcome them on again and try and absorb some of their pressure. We need to start in a similar way that we'd ended the first half, and we did, and we were playing really decently and we were making Cardiff make mistakes. I thought Ivan Sunic was great coming back into the team, and Mark Roberts as well. You know, for the amount of slander that he gets half the time, he was absolutely excellent tonight. Nothing got past him. And Lee Buchanan as well, who's been absolutely superb since he's come into the team. And tonight was a showing that we can still win games, you know. And I think with a lot of the social media reaction has been like a little bit over the top recently. I definitely don't think it's been great. And don't get me wrong, some of the performances have been pretty shit. But we're not that bad. And, you know, maybe we are just underperforming. And perhaps that is the frustration for most fans. It definitely is for me. But we're not relegation candidates. We definitely are not. And hopefully that win tonight will show us. And I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now. You know, Rooney needs a good result in order to get some form going. And tonight could be tonight, you know. And, you know, we got Leicester on Monday. You know, it's a hard game. Don't get me wrong. They've had a great start to the season and everything. But, like, you know, they didn't do particularly well against Millwall from what I've heard tonight. They were a goal behind. But tonight was a different game from Coventry, 100%. And both the manager and the team were starting to work things out. Obviously, Rooney was perhaps looking towards playing a bit more basically in this game. And I think that hopefully shows him that maybe, you know, he does need to have that compromise, which is what I was saying in the match reaction last week. And it's definitely not a knock on Rooney trying to play in that type of football, because, you know, it's a good style of football and people will appreciate it once it starts to work. But at the moment, we just need wins. Like, this is what I've been saying. I get it, you know, like, we need to play better football in order to be promotion candidates, yes. But right now, we're not promotion candidates and we're nowhere near it. And, you know, I know that's the vision in the end for the owners and the club and everything. But we've got to realise where we are at now. And tonight was a perfect example of that. We had a good start to the game, had a little bit of a dip towards a similar bit in the Coventry game. But then we finished the half brilliantly and we got a goal. That is so important. Like, we very rarely do that. And yet, it's the way that we should be trying to win games and being crucial when we need to be, you know. And even though we didn't play particularly great, I think we managed the game fantastically. And there were points in the game where I thought we played brilliantly, you know. We could have done with another goal. Iwu had a great chance that I don't think he realised at the time. Jordan James, he was unlucky not to score the first shot. But then Iwu drops to him. And I just think that he probably doesn't realise that he's got such a bigger chance. I think he must think that he's offside or something. I don't know exactly what was going through his head or anything, but it was a golden opportunity to take a further advantage in the game. But Cardiff, on the other hand, didn't really offer much. I was quite surprised by how poor they were, considering they're towards the top of the table, or at least towards the playoff spots. I was expecting more of them. And, you know, considering how poor our form has been at Cardiff in recent years, you know, I expected, you know, well, it's just be another night like that, really. But records are there to be broken. And I think tonight was a good reminder that we can still win games and that we can still push on and make an impact in the league. We grinded it out. We got stuck in. We won. And that is important. It was nice to see him really properly go over to the fans. I know he has been. I know some people on Twitter have been saying that he hasn't. He has. But obviously tonight he was, you know, really over towards the fans. He was sort of in front of all the players, clapping the fans and everything. It's a fucking long way down, Cardiff. And obviously with, you know, the form and everything, I imagine the ticket prices and the cost of getting there was hard. And obviously we've done pretty crap at Cardiff in recent years. You know, a win like that tonight and having the, I suppose, the respect of Rooney as a fan must feel great. And, you know, feeling that buzz after we've won and grinded out a win must feel great tonight if you've travelled down. And it definitely feels great for me tonight. I haven't really felt like this content with a win in quite a while now. But yeah, overall, very happy with the win and looking forward to the Leicester game on Monday night. Now, it should be a good one, actually. I'm looking forward to it. What did you guys make of the game? Be sure to let me know in the comments. Be sure to subscribe and like the video as well if you haven't already. The podcast will come back soon. We have just all been a bit busy lately. I did say that we were trying to keep a bit of consistency and it's not really worked that way, has it? Vlog will be back on Monday. That should be going out on Tuesday morning. But yeah, thank you guys for watching this video. Be sure to like and subscribe and keep right on.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.